Hello.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Linda Rainwater, please.
This is she.
Ms. Rainwater, this is Don Rose from Penguin Book Writer. How are you?
I'm not doing too well this morning. Not a
Oh,
good day,
okay.
I'm afraid.
Ah, okay.
I'm having a little problem.
I just
I'm sorry
basically
I
you
didn't
are,
write you
no problem.
back about my
I
call.
just wanted to double check that you are in receipt of my email.
Yes, I did receive it, and I looked over it on Friday, and this bug that I've got started coming on about that time. Did you send it to me? I'm just
I
kidding.
see.
I'm just
Okay.
there's it's been kind of gone through my whole family, son and his wife, and three boys are in Jamaica right now, and before they left, two of them got sick, and one of them got sick on the way down, so I don't know what kind of vacation they're having, but
Well,
I guess I got it from
I
them.
wish all of you a very speedy convalescence.
Yes,
And
please. Thank you.
yeah. Okay.
I'm
So,
paying
Ms.
my problems,
Rainwater, other
but
than that,
I'm not a real.
I just wanted to find out if you have any questions with regard to the proposal that I'd emailed you. Did you get clarity on everything? I basically summarized the entire conversation that we had on Friday.
Kind of. I read over it, and certainly, and the I did have at the time a couple of questions. I think I wrote them down. I'll have to find them
Okay.
and see, but I'm
Ms.
not
Rainwater,
ready to let you. Yeah.
there's one thing that I forgot to ask you. How many pages does your manuscript constitute? How many pages are there?
It's about 300.
300 pages.
About
Okay.
300, yeah. And
Okay.
I got it out this weekend and sort of spent some a little bit of time with it and realized that it might take me a few weeks to get it in what I would think of as being ready to go. At one time it was, I think I told you I had a De Leone in New York was my agent, and I just she got sick, and I told you that, and we didn't get to do much of anything with it, and I put it aside and started working on the other one. So this is just kind of now it's really almost like, I know you know what I'm talking about, it's almost like I didn't write it because I don't remember writing it that much. If you leave something in a drawer long enough, it becomes unfamiliar to you, and probably that's good because you can look at it with a more critical
Correct.
eye anyway.
Okay. Okay.
So I have gotten that far, which is a long way sometimes to go just to get that far. But I want to look at it and kind of estimate again a little better, let you know a little better how long it might take.
Okay.
I'm being bombarded with people that, your name gets out there somehow or another, and I'm being bombarded with publishers who want to who want to do this, and
Correct.
so that but just like I said the other day, just to be able to say, even though it's a self-publishing thing still, but just to use the name or have the name of Penguin on it is kind of that's special to me. It
Okay,
might not be
okay.
special to a lot of people, but it is to me. So it makes me be a little more likely to do. The price is kind of high
Okay,
as far as
but
how much I want to spend,
I'm
but
still willing to work with your budget. So what do you think ought to be the price that, you are going to be comfortable paying? Let me ask you that.
well, I can
I'm sure
afford
you
to
must
do
have
whatever I want to
you, I'm
do,
sure you must have a budget in
it's
mind. I mean, this is
what
what
I'm
I've
gonna
quoted you.
get in return. It's the thing. That's the biggest thing. I know that several publishing things that I've read talk about, you get it to a certain point. And my question about that was, if you pay $5,000 and you have somebody to read it and go over it, and they come back with all of these changes that they want to be made, and not that I really expect that to happen, but it might, and you don't want to do them, you don't feel like they agree with that person's assessment, have you just paid the $5,000 for nothing and you walk away with nothing because you and no publishing deal because you're not willing to do all the work that or that make the changes that have been suggested? How does that work?
Okay, so you're saying that if I give you the input, I give you a suggestion and you don't agree to that, and somehow the other we don't agree with one another and you wish to walk away, is that the kind of a scenario that you have in mind?
Well, I'm just wondering if that's what happens.
Okay.
Do you just say, well, you paid your $5,000
No, ma'am.
You don't want to go through it. So, bye.
You are basically paying $5,000 for a deliverable. If for any reason I'm unable to deliver you what I've promised you, you are entitled to a full money back guarantee. And I have actually went ahead and prepared a non-disclosure agreement for you and a services contract, which clearly stipulates that if at any point of time, you know, you are not satisfied with our services, you are not satisfied with the quality of the work that we'll be delivering to you, you know, you are more than entitled to claim a full refund.
Okay.
So it's not that that you are paid. Excuse me?
That answers that question then.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask
mm-hmm.
you this.
Sure.
If you're working with someone and you don't agree, you know, with their overall concept of whatever changes and whatnot, is it possible to work with somebody else then to change the person that you're working with? I mean, does that
Ma'am,
happen or is it just with the one
your
person?
Your package would include would allow you the luxury to change three riders maximum.
Okay.
So if you do not agree with one riding team, we'll go ahead and position and deploy another riding team for you. You are not happy with them.
Okay.
You know, I'll go ahead and deploy the third riding team for you. So you will have three attempts to work with three different teams. And after that, you know, if it still doesn't work out, we will come up with some sort of an amicable resolution. Perhaps, you know, we will give you your money back.
Yeah.
Obviously, if three riding teams, three different sets of developmental editors, proofreaders, and researchers, you know, are not able to deliver what is being expected by you. So, you know, obviously it would mean that we are not exactly the best fit for you. So, yes.
And that's time for the shredder, probably.
I hope not. You know, we take...
I
know for a fact that just one team under my tutelage, under my supervision, would deliver the goods for you. Okay?
I'm sure. And, you know, and I feel feel confident enough about my book too, that hopefully it wouldn't be that kind of thing. Well, like I said, the prestige, I feel that the name Penguin has made a difference to me. Plus, I know y'all have been around for a long time and had a shift into this self-publishing thing that we're used to was not like that. But
it's not anymore, ma'am, especially during the pandemic and post-pandemic. You know, a lot of things have changed. You know, the way we perceive the things to do, the way business is conducted, especially book writing, and how e-commerce has, you know, is the rage now. Self-publishing is a good thing. You can attempt to do that, but you would have a lot of competition out there because there are just way too many indie writers, first-time writers, who are coming up with some very, you know, thought-provoking books. Very good reads, very good books. I mean, every book is a good book. Okay, please don't get me wrong. I'm trying to basically insinuate that you might not have written a good book. Every book, it is a good read. It's just the way how you make it to conform with all literary standards and the industry standards. So once we have achieved that, you know, then we have to leverage all the necessary marketing tools to make sure that you go about creating a brand based on yourself and your book, and then we can go ahead and channel, you know, that brand out into different mediums. So those different mediums will help us to basically gain notability for you. And once we have gained the notability on you, obviously you will start, you know, basically gathering the audience. The audience would be very much interested to buy your book, okay? So it's basically there are certain steps involved. And as I clearly mentioned in my email, this is going to be a sustained effort which will last at least 6 months. So, you know, the $5,000 you are paying would basically go about, you know, giving you a full spectrum services in terms of, you know, finishing the entire manuscript and then going about publishing it on different mediums, different platforms. And at the same time, simultaneously, conversely, you know, we'll be going about doing the social media marketing for you.
Let me ask you something that just occurred to me when you were saying that you're paying this money for someone to assist you in getting a book ready, but actually, technically, that's really not is it still considered a self-published book? Like, you know, if you went out and just hired one of these people that keep calling me or keep contacting me, if just hired somebody like that and they did their job? Is it still considered a self-published
this
book?
Is still,
you know,
this
what's
will still,
what's
this
the
will,
definitive thing?
Yeah. This will still be considered a self-published book. Because, see,
Okay.
you do not
All
have
right.
You do not have a tag of anybody else attached to your book, like, say, a traditional publisher, you know.
An agent.
Exactly, an agent of sorts. So this is very much anything that is published by the author under his or her name is considered to be a self-published book. So this very much would be a self-published book, yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. I thought it would be, but I wasn't sure if it was still considered that. But, you know, like I told you the other day, I have never had anybody this bald-faced ask me, did you pay to have this done? Yeah, I've never had anybody to do that.
Yeah.
I'm looking out over a lake to the 18th green of a golf course we live on, and there are guys up there playing. My husband plays almost every day, and one of them read the book that I'd already published, the second Milagro, read it one day, and then his wife read it. Guys that play golf over here all the time have read my book that was published.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have at least I have a bunch of golfers who would read this one, I guess.
Okay. Perfect.
I mean, just.
So, Ms. Rainwater,
all
that we need to decide upon now, you know, it's a price, you know, that you would be okay to pay. So, you know, let's talk about the pricing. Obviously, I quoted you $5,000. I had good reasons, you know, to quote you that amount. So, you know, what kind of a pricing are we talking about in terms of you being comfortable paying? Let me ask you that. And obviously, you know, the factor of affordability also matters a lot. Okay. So, you know, let me ask you, what do you have in mind in terms of pricing?
Well, I looked back at what I'd paid to Ex Libris when I had the other one published, and what they were offering. Someone had said that, well, you know, they probably would offer you a really good deal because they published the other one, and you, you know, had some success with it. I had another company came along and asked to do an audiobook, and I did not pay for that. So I had the audiobook came out with, you know, without any money from me. But, of course, I didn't have to do anything but just get somebody to read it. That's all I had to do, so it's no big deal. But it was still nice to have that out there. But anyway, I think about $2,500, about half of yours is what they've charged, but what they say they charge. But I don't know exactly what that.
Okay. How about this? How about if I go ahead and include an audiobook for you in that price? Now, you know, before we go about talking about an audiobook, you would have to understand that audiobook is the most expensive item when it comes to book reading. And I can tell you that in the last 2 years, audiobooks have been a roaring success. If you get an opportunity to go on Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble, and especially Audibles, you'll see that an average price of an audiobook download ranges anywhere between $30.99 to $34.99. Okay. Now, I can also go ahead and include an audiobook for you. The audiobook sale would basically allow you to not only multiply your sales, but recover all your investments, you know, within the first couple of months, okay? The arithmetic is, you know, very simple at that. The cost of an audiobook alone in today's day and age, you know, it ranges anywhere between $5,000 and $7,000. Reason being that an audiobook has to be narrated by a professional book narrator. It is not something that you, I, or anybody else would be capable enough to do. There are some highly specialized professional book reading narrators who are out there. We contract them. They are basically freelancers. And a 300-page manuscript would basically take anywhere between 15 to 20 hours to be narrated, actually a little bit more than that. Then you would have to also factor in that an audiobook has to be narrated inside a professionally set up state-of-the-art recording studio, okay? It is not something that you can basically record on your mobile phone and then go ahead and develop an audiobook out of it. It has to be inside a studio. We actually do not own such a studio. Again, we would have to go out and basically rent a studio for 15, 20 hours so that the cost itself, you know, it's a lot, and then you would have to pay a professional narrator who charges anywhere between $20 to $25 per hour. So you can very well imagine why an audiobook, you know, basically, you know, costs so much. So what we can do is within that $5,000, I can also go ahead and include an audiobook for you. So what do you think?
Sure. That sounds good. One of the things that I got to do when I was with like at Libris, that they invited me to go to Las Vegas to a thing conference out there for several days. Mm-hmm. I paid something, I don't know what, wasn't much, but they had some people from Hollywood that were there that were screenwriters and all this, mm-hmm. and they talked to you about your book and all that. The thing that they did that was was, you know, some pretty good looking people. Of course, you know, nobodies, but they did a trailer of 60 seconds, I think, which is online still. And,
okay, you're talking about a book trailer that runs on social media on online.
It's like a movie trailer.
Exactly,
you know,
like
actors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's on. Yeah. It basically runs on YouTube, Vimeo, and all the other, you know, basically, mm-hmm. Video sharing platforms. Yeah. So is that the one you're talking about?
And it's on YouTube. I pulled it up the other day. There are actually two of them on there. They did one. One's a little different from the other. I don't know why they did two, but there are two on there.
We have made a lot of book trailers on YouTube. I'm going to go ahead and send you the links of it via email, and you can check them out.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and include that in the $5,000 package as well. Now you do not have
good.
Yeah, you do not have any reasons to have second thoughts on this entire deal. Yep.
Well, you know, you're answering my questions that I had certainly to do this. Well, let me read what you sent me today. I guess that's the next step anyway. Let me read that and. So, and then I'll get back to you.
Should I call you sometime later in the afternoon today?
Yeah, I'm going to sit right here in the beautiful
Perfect.
Sunshiny day it is in the south,
Perfect.
and I'll do that right now.
You know, I'm actually
fired up.
Perfect. I'm actually also down from the south, Atlanta, Georgia. So you have
Where
to look out
you?
For me now.
Oh,
yeah.
You're in Atlanta, are you?
I'm in Atlanta.
Well,
yeah, Duluth, Georgia.
Well, my son.
Yeah.
My son and all, I mentioned, they live in Canton, Georgia, which is just north of Atlanta.
Exactly.
Little ways. And,
nice.
And if you got on 20 and came straight east, you'd go almost by my house. It's just a little off the I-20.
Oh, okay.
Were you
Perfect.
Going to Birmingham? If you were going to Birmingham, it's about halfway to Birmingham. That's where it is. Yeah.
I've passed by the neighborhood a couple of times on my way to New Orleans. Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
Well, that's good to know you're a Southerner then.
Exactly.
By choice, if nothing else.
So,
right?
See, I always told you this is going to work out for you. Okay.
Well, you've been awfully nice, and like I said the other day, it was kind of fortuitous that I made that phone call just all of a sudden.
No, ma'am. The feeling is mutual. So let me just go ahead and send you another email with regard to the audiobook and the book trailer. You can take a peek at it, and I'll call you sometime in the afternoon today. Then, okay?
Okay. All right.
Hopefully we're going to do some
thanks
business.
A lot.
All right. Take care, Ms. Rainwater. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.